Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans? Special shout outs to the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums. You know the voices. L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young man. Demigod is in the building. Yeah, dig. Let's get it, boy. Hey, this is a Just a Fitz reaction. Pardon my interruption. I am in a basement, so pardon my feet. Sound like I'm walking through a swamp. This is a dirty reaction. We're going to call this a Dirty Fitz reaction. So let's get straight into it, man. Game 2 of the NBA Finals was tonight. It was crazy. A finish as I've seen, because the Warriors did not score for a long period of time in that fourth quarter. To be honest with you guys, man, Hall of Fame fam, I gotta keep it real with you. I was outside at that time. I was handling my business that I needed to attend to at that moment. And so with that being said, I missed out on the last of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter. So when I saw the score was 104 to, I believe, the Raptors, I think they had 92 or 91 at that point. I was like, okay, the game is, you know what I'm saying, in a bag. They were the first to 100. It's good. That's good. Then I get back. I watch the game. I see that the Warriors are not scoring. And I see what the Warriors are lacking. It's bad to see Klay go down, but if they are really lacking somebody that just will shoot. With Klay not being on the floor, the guard, the gravity of Steph is so large. Let's just say Andre Iguodala is bringing the ball down the court, looking directly at Steph Curry. That does nothing but alarm the defense that Steph Curry is getting the next pass. He is sprinting, doing every type of, you know what I'm saying, maneuver he can to get around Fred VanVleet. Now, credit to him, though. He's doing his job. He did a good job to stay in front of him in those last 6 minutes, man. What I'm saying to you is that is their issue. If he's going to be down and they don't have anybody else that will shoot, it can't just be Quinn Cook being the other option. It can't just be him. Andre Iguodala's got to let the ball fly. Draymond, you just got to let the ball fly. And I'm telling you, they're playing with percentages. That is kind of bogus, but it is what it is, man. I understand what numbers look like on a stat sheet, but this is the finals and you don't have your man. But I do understand, maybe you don't want to shoot it as many times because you do have the lead, but you do want to kind of, you know, kill the clock with each shot. But when you have those open opportunities, you might as well just take them. But some of those, I do understand that maybe you don't want to take them because DeMarcus Cousins is going to have to jump and jump and jump for those rebounds, and you don't want to have him keep on, you know what I'm saying, going horizontal or getting lateral. You know what I'm saying? You don't want him moving too much if he doesn't have to. Pardon that right there. Like I said, this is a Dirty Fitz reaction, man. Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, make sure that you like, favorite, comment, subscribe. I appreciate you guys for listening, man. Look, L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. I'm telling you, that is the problem with the Warriors tonight. No, I'm not trying to be as negative as possible in this podcast segment, but I do need to put an emphasis on that. Klay is hurt. The way that his left foot was before he jumped into the air looked nasty. Then to see his leg, grossly, his muscles were, you know what I'm saying? You can see his muscle basically about to pop out of his leg. It's so graphic. It's so nasty to look at that moment there. And he, you know what I'm saying, put his little ice on his leg. He was up there It's good to see KD, but he has got to get a uniform on. He's got to get a jersey on. He's got to get in the game, man. But shout outs to the Warriors. They got the W, you know what I'm saying? So KD, it's definitely good to see you, but he's got to get his jersey on. It's good to see him, but got to get his jersey on. DeMarcus Cousins is suited up. He was 3 for 8. Why didn't he shoot the ball more? I think if he would have shot the ball more, then maybe they would have been in a better position coming down the stretch. He can be used in the offense as the other option. Yes, he took a three-pointer when I think he shouldn't have took it. I think he should have took the first one when he was open. But that last stretch of basketball is important to talk about. And I'm glad that I actually sat there and watched it. The first half, I tell you, Kyle Lowry, he's got to pick it up. Siakam, I knew that was just one game. Draymond said that he put it on his shoulders to stop some of that. He did. He stifled some of that. Draymond had a pretty good game, and he didn't get that triple-double, but he was pretty close, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be tough for them Warriors, bro. That's what I'm going to leave it at, man. It's going to be tough for them Warriors. But if they get KD back, which they're going to need if Klay is going to be down, let Klay get a game off. Let him get a game off. Or if not, you know what I'm saying? Let the man get a game off. Just take a game off. Because that, I'm telling you, that leg, that muscle, that looked so graphic. It looks so nasty, bro. But honestly, fam, the Warriors got a W. They out here shooting fireworks and stuff. It's good to see Toronto leaving. Kind of sad. It's good to see that they were quiet. It was, I don't know, Toronto, they appreciating the hospitality out there. They appreciating having the finals out there. Yeah, them some good fans out there, bro. Shout outs to the Canadians. Shout outs to all of y'all that listen to the Hall of Fame press badge, man. I appreciate you guys. Kawhi. Free throws. Jump shots. Everything that he shoots is flat. I don't think that his leg is bothering him as much as people may think it is. He played a pretty good game. It's just Siakam needed to give in a little bit more help. Van Fleet, man, a couple of those shots down the stretch should have went to Danny Green. Danny Green, that's Weapon X in game 3. I called it. Yeah, I said it. I'll be on it first. Your boy Fitz, man, with a dirty reaction. I'm telling you, I'm on it first. Danny Green, he's going to be something to, you know what I'm saying, something to look out for. Watch out for that man. And then definitely it was good to see Andrew Bogut out there, you know what I'm saying? I told you in the first game they needed to actually have him play some basketball. And what happened? What happened? I knew it was going to be some type of change, just some type of advancement in, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, this is game 1 of the finals. Comes game 2. It's a little bit different. Now it comes game 3. We know this is going to be different. We at home, so it's definitely different. He's playing it a certain type of way, you know what I'm saying? If you play cards or whatever, he's playing them right. You feel me? And Steve Kerr, he out-coached Nick Nurse, but they almost came back with a good surge, you know what I'm saying? shout out to Jeff Van Gundy with the boxing one. Yeah, it definitely worked. You know why? Because it was a defense that is waiting. You know what I'm saying? It's a defense that is waiting. And I'm telling you, they're using a blockers and movers type of offense that first game they were. And it seemed like once it was crunch time and they were really, really trying to get stuff a shot, it seemed like every single play in those last couple of minutes were just geared toward him, and they could not get him the ball. They could not get him the ball back. There is no other option. Quinn Cook is not even, he's attempting some shots, but he's not going for it. Draymond, he's trying to keep his numbers right. And Andre Iguodala is like, I'm better as a facilitator. I don't need to be shooting this ball like this. I don't know, man. I'm not coming down on the boys. Not at all, man. It's good to see the boys get a W tonight. The Dubs get a dub. And the series is tied 1-1. How do you guys feel? Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame. Let me know how you guys feel about Game 3. It's the Oracle. It is the Oracle. It's deafening in the Oracle. And when Steph hits a couple of those threes, they turn up the value. You feel me? That's all I say. And I'm looking for a very fast-paced game. I think Steve Kerr is going to have them run it up. And KD is going to play a integral part. I will say that in game two, my goodness, hold on, guys.
Explain what is there.